Harold Clark is a Spokane County Superior Court judge who for years presided over drug court. In drug court, if the person completes a court-supervised treatment program, the case is dismissed. There's no conviction, but the initial arrest doesn't disappear, and Clark says that prevents a lot of people from getting to the job interview stage.
We just want them to have the opportunity to say that. Well, this was dismissed. Here's what I did to get it dismissed. It wasn't just a fluke or, you know, something like that. This was somebody that really worked hard, very hard, to get to that level.
That's why he and other people in the drug court system are supporting House Bill 2545. It prevents employers from asking for non-conviction information in initial job applications. There are some exceptions, for example, anyone working with children. But some employers have concerns. Brad Tower with Community Bankers of Washington told state lawmakers that the bill would make it harder for employers to figure out if a job applicant poses a threat to, say, their customers' financial information.
We have a duty as a community to make sure that any information that is available for an employer to assess whether they are putting their customers into a position of risk is at their disposal to make those logical decisions.
But one lawmaker pointed out that employers would still be able to do criminal background checks just later in the hiring process. Vanessa Hernandez is an attorney with the ACLU of Washington. She says employers look at arrests and say, where there's smoke, there's fire. But she says that's unfair.
In the United States, people are entitled to the presumption of innocence. This is just trying to bring that presumption somewhat into the process of looking for jobs.
The bill passed out of the House Labor and Workforce Development Committee. It's still not clear whether it stands a chance of getting passed this session. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.